Alistair Day, co-founder of R&B Distillers. Thank you so much for joining us on Whiskey Experts. So could you introduce yourself to our listeners and how your family and you are rooted in the whiskey business?
Yes, of course. Hello, Bernard. So I'm Alistair Day, co-founder of R&B Distillers. It was actually my great-grandfather that blended whisky and Coldstream in the Scottish Borders. He worked for a company, it was originally called G&A Davison, which was established in 1820, and he joined when he left school in 1895. So that's my connection with the whisky industry.
Okay, R&B stands for Rosé and Borders, and this past year must have been quite interesting for you and your company. You released a blend called Tweeddale, which got a very favorable review from Serge Valentin with 86 points, I think. Tell us something about this blend and the recipe for it.
Well, the Tweeddale blend is my great father's, well, one of my great grandfather's recipes that, as I say, he blended in Coldstream in the Borders. So he had a licensed grocer shop. And I was fortunate enough to inherit the cellar book, as the family refers to it. It's actually a sales ledger for 1881 and 1882. But at the back of the ledger, it has all the recipes from 1899 to 1916. So back in 2009, I decided to try and recreate one of the whiskies from the book. So using the 100-year-old recipe, there's a number of blends in there that I couldn't recreate because some of the distilleries are obviously silent and long gone. But the Tweeddale was one that I was able to recreate, and it's a blend of nine different whiskies, one grain whiskey, and eight malt whiskies. The malts come from the Lowland Highlands, Speyside, and Islay, so really from all round Scotland. And the particular whiskey, the Tweeddale that got the 86 points from Serge, was actually a batch that we called the Last Centennial. So we blended and bottled it in 2016, which is obviously 100 years since the last recipe in my great grandfather's book. And it was actually a blended malt, and it was the last of the four malts that I bought back in 2009 that I used to make the first five batches of the.
Oh, great. And then there is the Rosé While We Wait, which won a couple of medals, as far as I know. It's a single malt from an undisclosed distillery, right?
That's
What can
correct.
you tell us about that one? Certainly not the distillery it comes from, but maybe a hint?
Rosé While We Wait is exactly what it is. It's while we wait for our own single malt from our Isle of Rosé distillery. We want to produce a lightly peated single malt on Rosé. The water we have on Rosé, we've actually got a Celtic well on site, and it's got very high mineral content. It runs, the rain comes down off the volcanic rock into the sedimentary rock where we are, and we want to preserve that minerality in the whiskey. So that's why, obviously, an island whiskey, we'd expect to be peated, but we want the lightly peated to balance that. And our stills have come from Tuscany. So when we were there, we bought some red wine, Tuscan red wine casks that had three different vintages of Super Tuscan wine, and we've finished the single malt in that. And so Isle of Rosé has a balance between the peat and the red fruit from the wine cask. And it's very much about showcasing the style that we want to make in Rosé in the future.
Okay, great. What's the status of the two distilleries right now? Let's start with the distillery on Rosé. I think because things there have progressed quite a bit since last year, haven't they?
Yes, they have. So we got our planning approval in February last year, and we broke ground in May. And where we are now is that the new distillery building is up. The steel's up, and the walls, ceilings are all on. The stills were delivered just before Christmas. On site, the bonded warehouse is currently being built. So the steel's up, the roof's on, the walls have still to go on. And the visitor centre is currently underway. And as far as the rest of the process equipment is, that'll start going in from next month. So that's where we are at the minute.
Okay, and you have a visitor center there as well. You can stay overnight, can't you?
Yeah, well, the visitor, so there's two elements to the visitor center. We have a whiskey club for members, and the members can come and stay at the distillery for one night a year for their 10 years membership. But we also have a visitor center. We'll have a shop and tours and a sort of orientation space where people can learn more about the Isle of Rassy and the distillery.
You talked about the stills from Tuscany.
Yeah.
Who made it there, and how much will you produce on Rosé?
So the stills are from a company called Frilly in Tuscany, in Italy. We've got a 5,000 litre wash still and a 3,600 litre spirit still. It's a one ton mash. Initially, we plan to work 5 days a week and 14 weeks a year, so that would give us about 94,000, just over 94,000 LPA based on that one shift on 5 days.
And just right now looking for a distiller for Rassy.
That's correct. Yeah, we're just advertised for a distiller on Rassy, so quite exciting times for us, and hopefully for someone to join us as well.
And so what's the status on the Bordeaux distillery? Because I think that's still further away than
yes.
Rassy.
Yes, I mean the Bordeaux distillery, our Bordeaux distillery is very much just a plan at the minute, and it's really obviously going back to the heritage from my great-grandfather and J. Davison and Coldstream, and we ran a poll and asked the public where they would like to see a distillery in the Bordeaux, and people came out quite as the most popular area, and of course Tweedale is the area around Peebles, so that whole region that was referred to as Tweedale is in that area, so it sits quite nicely with the Tweedale blend, so that's the area Bordeaux's looking at, but it's quite a long way off. Certainly we'd have to have Rassy up and running and well and truly bedded in before we go down that route.
Yeah. So that's still in the planning stages.
They're very much in the planning stages, yeah.
So when you look, do you have plans for the equipment there? Will it differ from Rassy, or is it just too far away to talk about that?
The idea is that it would be very different from Rassy, yes. I mean, our thoughts are the fact that we've got this distillery, first legal distillery on Rassy up in the northwest in the Hebrides, on the islands of Scotland, and the Bordeaux is diagonally opposite in the lowlands. There would be very two different styles of whiskey, and we've got a whiskey currently called Bordeaux, which is actually a Highland single grain whiskey, and it's a much lighter style, and that's really what we would envisage going forward. So I think it's safe to say it would be a very different distillery from Rassy.
Okay, so looking back, what do you think is the biggest obstacle you have to come over on the way to a working distillery? Is it getting the public approval? Is it gathering the money to build it? Or is it getting all things working together in your direction? Where would you say today, I didn't expect that?
I think, as I'm sure a number of other people will tell you, is that there's lots and lots of obstacles in the way of building a distillery, and it really is. It's a case of working through them, and it's almost like you work from one obstacle to the next. But I think for us, probably the biggest surprise for us was when we. As part of our planning approval, we were asked to do a protected species audit, and we discovered that we've now found out that we have the most northwesterly colony of brown long-eared bats in the UK. So I didn't expect that, I have to say. So we've now got a very nice bat hotel on the roof of Borrowdale House, and look forward to maybe doing some tours for people to see the bats as well as the distillery.
That could be another tourist attraction. and if you're going for two distilleries instead of one, is it logical? Is it bravery, or is it insanity?
I think it's all three, is the honest answer. I think there's definitely a slightly mad element to that, no doubt about it. But I think that the logical from our point of view is to have, we want to have a number of different brands and different styles of Scotch whisky. So obviously we've currently got Rassie while we wait, we've got the Tweedale and Borders, and it's really being able to build on that and then produce the different expressions and styles within that as well. So that's the logical bit. Bravery, not for the faint-hearted, definitely, and as I say, it is slightly mad.
So if I want to get involved with the distillery and the process there and just being something like a fan, there's a founders club for the distilleries, right?
Yes, there is. So we have a club called Natasuren, which is Scottish Gaelic for the pioneers, so the Pioneers Club. And for anyone who wishes to join, you, as I've said earlier in the interview, you get to come and stay at the distillery in one of our five luxury ensuite bedrooms. There's a member in the distillery as well, and you get to stay for one night a year for 10 years. You also receive a bottle of whiskey every year, so the first 100 casks from the distillery are just for Natasuren members, and you receive a bottle from those casks every year for 10 years. So you see how the whiskey changes and matures. For anyone who joins up now and before that whiskey is available, you receive a bottle of Rassie while we wait. That's available, and we're also planning in the next few months to introduce a whiskey only club that we're working on at the minute. So that will be just for people who want a bottle of whiskey each year for 10 years. We're working on that at the minute. That'll come out in the next few months.
And as far as I've read, it's a little bit different because it's either subscription based or you pay at once, but there are both possibilities.
So basically there's a number of options. One is you can pay up front, so it's £909 for a one-off payment for the 10. You can pay that £999 over 18 months, or you can pay it over 12 months. And I think there's a 6-month option as well. So it's just to make it more appealing to everyone.
Well, and it helps the distilleries over the first hard years when there's no real whiskey to sell, isn't it?
Yeah. Indeed.
Yeah, we'll put a link to the Founders Club on our website so that people interested in can have a look and also visit your distillery on the website. You have quite some information there, and I think it's very interesting to look at. Alastair, thank you so much for your time and for the interview, and we hope to hear soon from you with opening of the distillery on Rassie.
Thank you very much, Bernard. It's been a pleasure.